Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I am Al Spohler. When I was doing a history tour in Spain last year, we speculated about the origin of that famous dish, beef Wellington. It seems the Duke of Wellington became so famous for beating Napoleon that it was inevitable that someone would name a dish after him. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, beef Wellington is actually, it's kind of an old school classic that isn't out of place on a frigid winter evening.
No. And I love the dish. I mean, it's a self-contained treat.
It is.
I mean, there's really not much else you need to serve with it except maybe some sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But does honestly take a little bit of technical skill to pull this one off.
It does. Let's talk about what it is.
Sure.
We start with a hunk of beef tenderloin,
right,
which is pricey, but you know, we're going to get about 2.5 pounds.
And you're going to need to go to your butcher because
you
want a center cut from the tenderloin. You don't want the head. That's that three muscle group that could be problematic, and you don't want the little thin tail.
Yeah.
So you need the center cut.
A good log.
Yeah, a good, yes.
What we're going to do is smear this with a pate.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the old school way is would be traditionally like some, and not a country style pate. It's more of a mousse.
More of a mousse,
yeah,
that's
so
right.
Like a liver, either duck liver or something like that.
Mushroom d'Uxelles?
Yeah, which is an old French. It's finely chopped mushrooms with shallot, sautéed in butter until dry, and
mm-hmm.
then hit with a touch of brandy,
mm-hmm.
And flamed, and then cooled down as this sort of spread.
And a lot of people are using things like serrano ham or
I mean, again, this
or
is
bacon.
Yeah, this is the classic would be just those two things. But of
right.
course, everybody's got their take on beef Wellington these days.
So you're going to wrap this all up in that and then wrap the whole thing in pastry.
Sure. Which, again, some people use a more flaky pie style crust. I prefer since we're going for 100% decadence here, why not continue the trend by using puff pastry?
That's right. That's
I mean,
right.
I think it's a great, it's easy to find and it's easy to work with.
That's right. We're going to sear that piece of beef before we do anything to it. Not to cook it all the way through, but
just
to give it a good crust.
It gets a nice caramelized color. It adds a lot of flavor to
the
meat and doesn't make it just kind of look gray.
Now, Chef Gordon Ramsay used a nice technique involving saran wrap.
Yeah.
A plastic wrap, and you just put the prosciutto down first, and then you put the d'Uxelles or whatever on top of that. Then you put the piece of meat on top of it. Roll the whole thing up really tight.
Yeah.
And you get a beautiful shape. Refrigerate that for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then you take that out, put it in the middle of your puff pastry that you have rolled out. And don't be afraid of rolling out puff pastry.
Sure, sure.
You can do that. Wrap it up and cut off excess. And this is where egg wash would come in. Very handy.
Yeah, I think you need to brush the pastry with egg wash to give it that lovely dark brown color.
Mm-hmm.
I personally like to refrigerate it for quite a while before I cook it. I mean, you don't get the liberty of being able to know exactly what the temperature is inside without probing it, but you'll get a better shot at having it medium rare if it's cold when it goes
That's
in the
right.
oven.
And it's a it can be a little bit of a lengthy process if you want a nice gentle heat, but you only want to heat it up to medium rare at most.
I mean, that would be the perfect.
And I think this is a real good chance to bring out some of your really best red wine and toast the great Duke's memory.
I mean, it's truly a great dish. And I think if you haven't tried it, it's one of the things you need to at least have in your repertoire.
We're going
to
put the recipe right on our website.
Yep.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.